Now, Adam Sterling on CFAX 1070.
People need a place to live. Ideally, they should be able to live in the same communities they work in if they wish to. We have seen any number of pressures and any number of indicators in this community that the cost of housing has become so large that while it might be all well and good for those who held a position in the market before that massive increase, it's becoming more and more difficult to get the members of our community, the talent and the trades that we need working in our community, the ability to be here. We're losing our doctors. We're losing other individuals who could work here, but they said, look, you're only paying me 50 grand a year. I can't live on that. Once upon a time, that was enough money to buy yourself a nice house, a yard. Maybe if you were really careful with your money, you'd be able to go on a nice vacation every so often. Nothing luxurious, but also not living in a little box somewhere forever either. Whereas now things have changed so much. Governments sharpening their pencils, doing the work, trying to figure out what role they can play to better allow those opportunities that many of us relied upon earlier in our lives to return to the good people of the Capital Region. Here to talk more about a four-year funding strategy for improving access to housing in the largest municipality on the South Island, Saanich, is Saanich Mayor Fred Haines. Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Adam. I'm really good, and thank you for interest in this critical issue.
Absolutely. Now, I know that Saanich Council, a couple of months ago, retasked staff to come back with options going forward to make sure that the people of Saanich can access housing to the greatest degree possible. Where are we on that?
Well, we're making great progress. We just approved a four-year funding strategy, but it's the ingredient that that's going to fund. We're going to look at supporting rental housing, the missing middle. We're going to be monitoring how we're doing on it. We're going to do a land capacity analysis, and we're shifting to what we call a center corridors and villages plan, which gives more certainty about where the higher density can go. But meanwhile, in the local neighborhoods, we're saying, let's look at garden suites. Let's look at small lot subdivisions. And you may also know that it wasn't too long ago that we removed the occupancy level of people renting a single family home from 4 to 6. So some of these are already in place, but this four-year plan includes funding for staffing, and it really puts some metrics in there to measure it. Adam, one of the struggles we have is it takes a while to build the housing, just the construction site and the approval process. So we have all irons in the fire right now to really have a look at what we can do better in Saanich internally to work on our approval process. You probably know we had the KPMG audit.
Yes.
We had a task force headed by Councillor DeVries. Councillor Bryce is now Chair of Planning, Transportation and Economic Development. We put in an amazing team together to see what more we can do. We need to provide shorter approval times. We need to have more certainty in what we're doing. We need to get the neighborhoods on board in terms of understanding gentle infill in the single family areas and the density along our corridors. Adam, what you said there about doctors can't afford to live here, workers can't afford to live here. How can we work, live, and play and thrive when housing is not only unaffordable but unavailable? We've landed in this situation. It's a crisis. Just, I would say, in part, nationally, we're in a housing disgrace.
Now, I wanted to ask you, because there are some folks, and any time we propose any policy change, there are some folks saying, well, how do we know what's actually going to accomplish what we want? What if there are some negative side effects? Perfect case in point, allowing the maximum number of persons that can reside within a rental unit who are non-family members to increase. We heard some concerns in that community before that change was made. The change has been made now. Is it working?
Yes, it's really working.
Good.
But that was a subtle point there, Adam. I'm glad you recognized that. You know, when we were moving to approve that, people were already living 5 to 6 to a house.
Yes.
But what was happening under the Landlord and Tenancy Act, they couldn't get protection because if they complained or had some issues, then they were outside the housing bylaw, which said 4. But by putting those two in sync, we've reduced the mental stress, we've given more certainty. And one of the problems is that in the secondary housing market, which is the rented suite, the rented house, that can be changed by the house owner. So that is a real vulnerable population. And that we're also working on, if you like, primary rental, which is to build more rental. And we've accelerated those applications that come forward with an affordability piece in. So this council, since we were elected, we recognized the housing issue. It's like being on the Titanic. You know you're hitting an iceberg.
Yeah.
How soon do you get in the engine room and start turning? We've been working on this for 3 years. And now with the four-year plan that you just mentioned, we're going to be monitoring how we're doing.
When we talk about that monitoring going forward, one of the issues that has been raised recently is the increase in density. Now, Saanich is the largest municipality in terms of population that our listenership knows, and you will also know very well as the mayor of Saanich that I would say it's among the most geographically diverse. You have farmland, you have rustic treed areas, you have urban areas. How do you decide the appropriate locations to increase density?
Thank you. So we're 55% green. That means we have an urban containment boundary that ensures we protect our green spaces, our farms, etc. But inside our corridor centers and villages, that's where we want the density. We just approved, we're going to public hearing, the Uptown Douglas Corridor Plan, which is that area around Douglas and Uptown, of course. And right now there's about 4,000 housing units there.
Yeah.
We think that can go to 8,000 or more. Along Mackenzie, along Shelburne, that's where we want the density. That protects the single-family areas, and we are adamant that we'll be saving all the green space that we can. In this year and going forward, we don't build on green. We've got to densify and protect those green areas. I like to think of Saanich as urban, rural, coastal, forested. It's those four things. And we've got these amazing streams and watersheds. Last night, we had a presentation of the work that staff are doing on preserving our natural areas. We're having to maintain them. But we have a treasure of the natural spaces. And I'm glad you recognize that, Adam. And we'll be working to protect those while we address housing. We want people to thrive in Saanich with housing that's available and near parks, near trees, all the things that make Adam, Saanich, the greatest municipality in the area.
When we talk about strategies to address the missing middle, talking about diversity and housing needed in our community, you mentioned that there's the four main elements of the plan going forward. In the couple of minutes left, what else would you like to leave with our audience?
We're reaching out to the development community, to the neighborhood communities, in engaging them in the process as we go forward. We want to have all voices on the table. And I have to say, this council has been very progressive. And we meet with the Saanich Community Association Network, SCAN. We meet with the ministers, Lana Popham, Rob Fleming, Murray Rankin. We're sending messages up the chain to the federal government. It has to be all hands on deck. Every corner of the enterprise that looks for housing, from federal, provincial, municipal government, and the neighborhood associations. Let's all roll up our sleeves and see what we can do together.
Fred Haynes, the mayor of Saanich. Mr. Mayor, I want to say thank you for your time. Thank you for updating us on this important issue. Any final thoughts?
No, Adam, I really appreciate what you're doing. I'm very disappointed to see the trucker convoys being so disruptive, but that's another story.
Indeed, it is another story. All of us have to pull together. We're almost out of this, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. And there'll be some great news coming from Saanich, from our police department soon, and also in our administration. Stay posted.
All right. Wow, a little bit of a tease there. I will watch very carefully for that. Fred Haynes, Mayor of Saanich. All right, open lines continue. You can weigh in on that topic or any other topic we've discussed on the show in recent memory. Rick will be up and then Peter. Don't go anywhere.